Earlier this week, the Congressional Budget Office estimated that the federal budget deficit will total $2.4 trillion over the next 10 years. That's nearly $1 trillion more than predicted 6 months ago. And this fiscal year, the CBO says the deficit will likely be a record high, $477 billion.
Those are big numbers, and politicians responded. Some Republicans said it means that government spending must be reduced. Some Democrats said President Bush's proposed additional tax cuts will only make the situation worse. But commentator and Republican political consultant Jay Bryant thinks all the political back and forth about the deficit is misguided. He doesn't think most Americans care about the federal budget deficit.
The truth is, it's always been hard to make the federal budget deficit a political issue. Even in the good old days, avoiding budget deficits was something politicians railed against and then abandoned when they noticed the public was snoring through their speeches. When Abe Lincoln was a young buck in the Illinois State Legislature, he and a group of his buddies came up with an outrageously expensive scheme to build roads, canals, and railroads in and around Springfield. You could call it pork, and ultimately the bean counters managed to prevent it from happening. But Lincoln and his group found the issue extremely popular with their constituents. These days, budget hawks like to give speeches comparing the federal budget to your family budget. This comparison doesn't ring true for most people, perhaps because they don't really have an actual budget. They do understand being overdrawn at the bank, which is when your check bounces, but they know government checks never bounce, so somehow the federal deficit must be different. In the current situation, all this confusion is compounded by another factor. People now know that they're not alone in their failure to understand the budget deficit. That's the legacy of the 1990s, when, to the utter shock and astonishment of even the most learned experts, the monstrous, god-awful budget deficit suddenly went poof like David Copperfield's Statue of Liberty. But it was no illusion. One Thursday, we had this gigantic deficit. Then we woke up Friday morning, and it was all gone, and we had a surplus. The economists all scratched their heads in amazement, and the politicians all ran out into the streets, grabbed bullhorns, and began explaining how it was all their doing. But the people knew better. They knew not one of the politicians or economists had predicted the surplus, and if they hadn't predicted it, they couldn't have caused it. Not intentionally, anyway. The surplus, they rightly suspected, happened because the economy is bigger than any politician or any economic theory. But if the surplus could just show up, uninvited, like your brother-in-law on Thanksgiving, then all the doom and gloom about deficits is just so much swamp gas. The surplus didn't last, but it could come back just when you least expect it. Anybody checked Fox Breaking News this afternoon? Heck, the new surplus could be here already. It's the economy, stupid, and the economy is beyond reckoning. Maybe an economic Einstein will someday come along and explain it all, but at best he's still laboring in some patent office somewhere. Neither Adam Smith, Karl Marx, John Maynard Keynes, nor Sir Alan Greenspan will do. They're Newtonians. So until the economic Einstein arrives, explaining the budget deficit is a matter of faith, not science. And since the U.S. Constitution mandates the separation of church and state, the deficit is not a political issue. Wake me when it's over.
Jay Bryant writes online at The Optimate.